Well, life goes on normally above ground on city streets. 40 meters under the Van Cortlandt Park Golf Course in Bronx, New York, Morgan Curran has a job to do.
My title is walking boss. That means that I'm the boss on this shift, which starts at 3 in the afternoon and we work till 11 at night.
Curran is a New York City miner known as a sandhawk.
People don't know much about what we do. We're always underground and we do all the tunnels in the city.
The Croton Water Filtration Plant is a three-tunnel job. Curran says crews had to first mine a cavernous staging area, then install an elevator, lay down railroad track, connect power cables, and put in a pump to get out the muck as they blast and dig.
This was a solid mess. Where we are standing right now, there was no tunnels. We came in through the wall of the pit, and we blasted our way through here until we got enough room to make a way for these tunnels that you can see behind me. And then we brought a boring machine in, and we've done one side, and we've done the other side.
3 or 4 meters per day, every day.
So you generate a lot of material from that when it's broken up, and it takes a couple of shifts to muck it out, and you do the same thing all over, 14 feet at a time. That's how we opened this huge cavern up.
The sandhogs are about halfway through the four-year job. Chris Smart, the project engineer and surveyor, does the math and technical drawings.
It comes down to the end, across on the wall, and a spray can showing the shape of the tunnel, and the guys drill that, and if they go left or right, each time we slowly adjust them, and we just slowly keep drilling and shooting until we connect to the other tunnel, and then we just break into the other tunnel.
This is not the finished product. We put pipes in, 9 feet of one, and the other one is 12, and then we concrete that in solid, and then that's the actual water pipe.
This is where the treated water will come out of the plant. It connects through these tunnels to the main supply to New York City, and people will know that the water's there when they turn the tap on.
Both Smart and Curran agree that teamwork is required to get the job done safely in this high-risk environment.
I need him and he needs me.
Morgan knows very well how to run the machines, run the crews. He knows the rock conditions. He knows how to drill and blast. And without his cooperation, I don't get a tunnel going the right way. And if you miss a connection to another tunnel, the tunnel's useless.
And a multi-million dollar setback. The tunnel adjoins the filtration plant construction site, an area bigger than two football fields side by side and 9 stories deep. Trucks loaded with building materials circle the grounds as cranes lower supplies to the teams of workers in the massive pit. On this day, the acting commissioner of the New York City Department of Environmental Protection, Stephen Lawitz, checks on the progress.
There will be a small entrance building above ground, and that is all people will see in terms of the plant. The plant will be completely underground. At the end of the construction project, the golf course will be restored, and in fact, it will look better than it did before construction started.
Lawitz is charged with keeping New York's drinking water secure and available to 8 million people. His job also includes managing infrastructure projects like the filtration plant and water tunnel number 3.
The whole point of constructing water tunnel number 3 and other redundant features is to prevent an unexpected leak and an unexpected disaster from occurring. While the chances of a disaster like that are very small, we want to ensure that they don't happen at all.
Engineer and tunnel surveyor Chris Smart says he uses technology that didn't exist 100 years ago. And both he and acting Commissioner Lawitz marvel at the sophistication of work from that earlier era.
This tunnel that we broke into is over 100 years old. We like the way it was built. Hopefully within 100 years, when the guys look at the work that we've done, they say the same thing.
That was a sound decision to make, to build the third water tunnel, to build the filtration plant, to fix the infrastructure upstate, and to clean the New York Harbor.
The Croton Water Filtration Plant is expected to be completed by 2012. The 100-kilometer, $6 billion water tunnel number 3 won't be finished until 2020. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, New York.